Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Canva. You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to the latest episode of Why Not Mint Money. I'm your host, Jash Kriplani. In today's episode, we'll be talking to Sandeep Tandon, who is the CEO, CIO, and founder of Quant Mutual Fund, on how he manages his own investments and his own finances.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
Hi, Sandeep. Welcome to the latest episode of Why Not Mint Money. It's really great to have you here. So Sandeep, without wasting any more time, we'll get into the conversation straight away. We wanted to know what's your current asset allocation mix and how has it changed over the past year? You know, if you can give us your asset class breakup of your portfolio, say equity, debt, alternates, and, you know, anything else.
So if you ask me, my nearly, you know, 60% portfolio will be in the equity side. Okay. And maybe 20% will be on the real estate side. Okay. And maybe 10% will be the liquid funds and other stuff, you know.
And real estate is your own primary home or as an investment you have something else?
It's predominantly residential houses, you know.
Okay. As an investment?
That is investment.
Okay. And primary home is included. That's separate.
Yeah, that, okay. This is primary home is predominantly homes only. We don't have any investment in real estate.
Achha,
all the property we use it. Either use for my personal stay or use for my office work sometime, or sometime we use some of the property also as a, you know, BCB sites also, you know.
Sorry, on which side do you mean?
Business continuity side we can use sometime. Okay. In the past we have used it. Now currently we don't have, but in the this is all meant for consumption, personal consumption.
Got it.
Either for business or also for stay.
So just to recap,
nothing has changed in last 1 year.
Okay, got it. Just to recap, 60% equity, about 30% real estate and 10% liquid funds. And, you know, since you are an entrepreneur yourself, you are a founder, CIO of Quant AMC. What about, you know, having any unlisted share exposure to Quant AMC? How much of a portfolio would be, of your overall portfolio would be in that?
Predominantly owned by me.
Okay. Predominantly owned by you, sorry.
No and outside plus, investor. There is no outside investor.
Right. So, wo percentage aapke portfolio mein, kitna hoga as a, you know, say 100 is your portfolio overall.
Because it cannot be quantified because it's an unlisted company.
What percentage of your investments, of your own investments are in quant mutual fund schemes?
100%.
So, all this equity is 100% quant schemes?
Through our equity schemes or all quant mutual fund schemes.
All mutual fund schemes. And the 10% liquid is also all quant mutual funds.
Yeah, that is also quant.
Okay.
I don't have 1 rupee of FD and anything like that, you know.
And, you know, when it comes to your, again, your investment portfolio, how is it split across large, mid and small cap, you know, the mid and small cap are all over the place in terms of news, but aapka kaise split hai?
If you look at all the schemes which I have invested, you know,
yeah.
If I look at average, you know, so it will be like, you know, roughly 50% will be around 50-51 will be the large cap in that.
Okay.
And maybe 22-23 will be mid and remaining 27 will be small.
Okay. Got it.
In this proportionate, this is like broad.
And I believe all are domestic companies, right? As such, there is no international.
Yeah, I don't have any exposure through mutual, because of the mutual fund, we have yet to get any opportunity to invest overseas because the restrictions are there. Though we have approval.
Right.
Which effectively means nothing is there.
And in terms of, you know, your overall portfolio returns, how much your own portfolio, investment portfolio returns, how much returns you got over the past year?
I think if you look at the quant mutual fund schemes performance, you will get all the return metrics. It was one of the best in the industry which we got. So we are very happy and satisfied the return which we I got it on my schemes or what we generated for the masses in general.
But roughly, how much would it be in range? Because you had some bit of liquid also. So on an overall basis,
I've never tried to measure and count like that. I don't track it. But if you just look at the mutual fund performance, you will get a fairly good perspective what the exposure is. Excel sheet.
Okay, maybe later we can get into that. And in terms of what investment strategy on your own investment you felt worked for you in the past year, because why I'm asking, because you know, a lot of listeners who tune into our episode always want some insights and takeaways from the experts we are talking. So if you can share anything that worked for you.
See, I always talk about, see, the world which we live is actually very dynamic. Data points are continuously changing. That phase is over. You know, when we in India, we were in the early stages of emerging market or the infancy stages. Okay. India is also a reasonably mature market, and so is the case with the global market also. So if we live in dynamic world, we always believe that the money management style can't be static. So we have been one of the biggest thought leaders in terms of bringing dynamic style of money management. And this is something which we did last year also, and we got very satisfactory things. Basically, it helped me in generating superior risk-adjusted returns. So the returns are important, but at what risk you have generated return, that is more important. And that is something is the, if I look at the dynamic style of money management, has done far superior versus the traditional style or the static style of money management, what I call, which most of the industry follows.
Right, sure. And Sandeep, for you, anything, you know, you have a very straightforward portfolio, but any strategy or anything you thought, you know, you could have captured and it was a miss, or anything that didn't work for you as you would have liked over the past year?
See, mathematically, we always say that this is very impossible to get 100% right. So when we talk about our own investment framework of LRT or predictive analytics, let's talk about the larger thesis of predictive analytics, because we predominantly a research house. We always say, you know, in the 28% time, I'm always wrong. Or as a house, we don't get 100% right, 28% times we are always wrong. And average 72% times we get it right. That 72% itself is a very good number, you know. If you can generate, if your calls are right or able to identify the trends early and if you're ahead of the curve by 72%, I think it's a good number to have. We are very satisfied with that number. Because it is not possible to have success all the time. Okay, it could be a luck factor if you can get a success over a shorter period of time, let's say 100%. And that shorter period can last for a quarter or two. You know, even it doesn't last even for a year also. So when if you look at last 5 years of our performance, when we took over Escorts Mutual Fund and now what we have done, it's a pretty good track record in the bull market. We have done very well. We have done extraordinary returns in bull market. Even bear market like 2022 was the difficult market when 90% schemes had delivered negative return. Quant was could be the only mutual fund where all the schemes have delivered positive return between 10 to 30%. So that's what we always say, you know, the dynamic style of money management brings something uniqueness. And that is something a very satisfactory journey for us.
And for, again, coming back to your personal finances, Sandeep, do you have any loans that also you're managing, you know, any debt? In terms of home loan, car loan, anything, any major items there?
No personal loans.
And Sandeep, you know, we live in a very dynamic world, like you pointed out, you know, both on personal level, at market level. So, you know, in today's day and age, we as at Mint keep, you know, making readers aware that, you know, insurance coverage is very important, whether on life or health side. What about you? Do you have these covers or you think your savings are good enough for that?
No, I think that's a myth actually. Okay. I think I have very good amount of, sizable amount of life insurance.
Okay.
And equally good health insurance also. Okay. So I always advocate that you should have very substantial, you know, insurance cover. And this is the one problem which I've seen with the very qualified people don't able to calculate what is the right insurance they need, you know. In the early stages, you have taken number one, your salary was very low. As your base moves up, the insurance cover generally don't move up with your lifestyle or your earning potential. So it has to be continuously your top up should be taken because your lifestyle is improving. Okay. Your monthly numbers are improving. So you have to grow, you know, because and your kids are growing up, you know, the parents' liabilities are also there. So all those additional responsibility you have, you know, at the moment you cross 50. So that's the area which I think where I'm very vocal, and particularly on the health insurance side. A lot of people don't have adequate healthcare insurance, you know. Either they have taken a very small or they are dependent on what companies or their organization provides. And I think and given the high cost of hospitalization we have seen in last many years, it's gone up actually exponential. One should have definitely very meaningful health insurance cover.
That's a great point, Sandeep. You know, especially what we saw during COVID, you know, the bills rose up exponentially for everyone. And generally, you know, inflation on medical cost is 12 to 13%, on 14% odd is the number that we see. So yeah, for you, you know, maybe this will help our readers also. How much cover do you have for your family in terms of health?
We're not able to quantify immediately, but yeah, it's a very sizable number. When I say typically, if I really look at, you know, I always say if any given time, whatever is your salary, your life insurance should be minimum 10 times of that number.
Okay. So okay, that's minimum. What you have okay. adhered to for your.
My number is even larger than that. Okay.
Okay.
So because okay. I personally believe that, you know, a lot of people will have with this key that let me save, you know. Insurance is not very important, and in the contingency time, you know, people will get into that debate, you know.
Right.
I personally feel it should be a sizable. See, again, it depends on your importance, what people give to your life, you know. I give a lot of importance towards life, so ultimately, it is a very important measure. So you cannot ignore it, and very difficult, because typically, what happened, and this is the problem which I've seen with youngsters, when we recruit them, their first question is, what is my takeaway? Take home salary. When you talk about this insurance, can we reduce it? You know, this is a basic question comes. I think that thought process has to change. And if this thought process of very substantial insurance thought process can be built in the early part of your career, your cost is actually very low. And people actually realize at the later part of the life that this much cost in the insurance or the life insurance they need. And by the time they are old, then the insurance cost shoots up exponentially. It is very important to gauge that part in the initial phase of your career and keep on modifying that number as you are growing.
Right. So, like, what kind of employer cover you all get? Is there any number that you can share for in that sense, employer insurance?
Yeah, we do. We also provide term insurance and life insurance for our employees also. It's right. Depending on the role of that particular person and the profile, age, it all depends on that. But we as a house actually gives a good amount of life insurance cover, and including we have a reasonably good healthcare insurance also.
Okay. But you have beyond your office insurance, you have your own personal.
Yeah, I have additional number beyond that also.
Okay, both on life and the health side.
Yeah, which I have taken earlier, you know.
Starting
the quant.
Oh, okay. Understood.
And before starting this entrepreneurial journey, I've actually increased it by 10 times. Because I took the risk of a business, you know.
Yeah.
Right, it was very natural phenomena that started quant in 2007. Yeah. Bumped up my term insurance.
Yeah. Makes sense. You have a very different profile than others. You are a founder and entrepreneur yourself. Like, just in terms of, say, multiple range, if you can give, you know, of your, say, salary, how much, or CTC, how much would it be? You said 10x se bhi jyada hai. So, just range agar aap bata de.
This is based on the previous number we have done, but currently I can share with you, I don't draw any salary for last 5 years.
Achha.
In my case, you cannot link with that. It was based on the previous number which we have done. Achha. And obviously, graduate has a top up. In my case, you cannot link because as an entrepreneur, I'm not drawing any salary because company needed capital.
Correct.
This business requires good amount of net worth, you know. Entrepreneur journey is not funded by any private equity or any large corporate individualistic funding, you know.
Fully bootstrapped journey. Right. And again, health is that also related to linked somehow to any say previous बेस सैलरी और एनीथिंग, या वो आपने अपने आई मीन व्हाट हैज गॉन इन फैक्टरिंग द पावर?
नो, व्हाट वी व्हेन वी लुक एट आवर ओन एम्प्लॉइज, इट डिपेंडिंग ऑन द क्रिटिकलिटी, एज ऑब्वियसली, सीनियरिटी, ओके, एंड ऑब्वियसली द व्हाट द बेस सैलरी समबडी इज ड्रॉइंग. सो ऑब्वियसली लाइफ इंश्योरेंस इज लिंक्ड डायरेक्टली विद दैट. बट व्हेन इट कम्स टू हेल्थ इंश्योरेंस, ओके, it's not linked with the salary, you know. So because health insurance needs are very, you know, normal, you know, if you get hospitalized for 15 days, 20 days, whatever.
Sure.
So based on that, we provide something similar numbers.
Okay. Okay.
To all the employees, and obviously some key employees or very senior person based the age, that number even is even higher.
Sure.
That depending on the age of a person, irrespective of the designation, you know.
Right. And what about any emergency corpus that you keep aside from, I mean, that you keep on the side, you know, for the rainy day, any, and if you have that, how many months of provision you have?
I don't keep anything on the sideline because I said I already have around, let's say, 10% of the money in the liquid side or the next side of the portfolio.
Right.
So that anyway can be withdrawn on immediate basis.
Okay.
I don't need that money as of now. So I am not believer of parking something like that on this contingency because it's a common pool.
Yeah.
So within that common pool, if I already have a liquid exposure, and that can be used for any contingency if I need it.
And also that 10%, is it also kept aside to guess if there are any opportunities in the market, any correction, you can use that also for the same? Is that also
logic? You can use it, but that is the balance that typically I like to maintain, you know.
Okay.
It gives me huge psychological comfort, you know.
Okay.
It's not necessary that you have to be 100% invested all the time.
Right. Agreed.
So it's a balance. Let's say since my very large holding is anyway in the equities.
Okay. Yeah.
Additional 1 or 2% if you try to add will not make any meaningful difference. But anywhere where equity exposure is also rising month on month, it's not like we are not increasing that exposure only with the market price at because even as a individual employees, we can do it. Even asset management companies do have to invest in certain proportionate in their all the schemes.
Yeah.
Since I am the predominantly owner, effectively it is we are deploying every month or every year. Typically it is actually quarterly exercise. So every quarter our exposure moves up because our corpus is rising sharply. And hence our exposure, which indirectly is my own exposure to our own equity mutual fund schemes, actually increases every quarter.
And Sandeep, you know, in terms of, you know, your retirement corpus, where have you reached, you know, Are you closer or further away from your retirement target? How are you placed on that front?
So, the interesting way as an entrepreneur, I don't like to get ever retired. You know, retire has negative connotation. Even you like to retire, okay?
Yeah.
And I always say one should never retire, okay?
Right.
Because the moment you think the thought process of itself or retirement actually create, you know, some amount of nervousness.
Right.
You know,
I
have to get retired. Some people look forward for that, but it's a mindset always say never retire. You know,
yeah.
You work till the last day of your life. So then your involvement will be on a higher side. Your reflex will remain on a higher side, you know, but agility remains as it is, you know. So I think what is very important is that the thought process of retirement should not be there. And I have not planned any per se like a retirement corpus. Okay? Mm-hmm. All my investments which are there, whether it's equity and as well as on the debt side, are as good as for my own retirement thing. And plus my own equity of the company is there, okay. So I don't need to plan separately. It's like I plan insurance, but I will not plan. I don't have any thought process of planning like insurance corpus that people look at. As an entrepreneur, we have enough saving in our equity itself. So equity saving, that is your retirement corpus, if you want to call it.
Sure. And Sandeep, you know, what about your own passions? You know, do you spend something, say monthly, annually on, say, travel, or any particular passions that you follow, you know, anything can you share on that side?
Be very candid, you know, data analytics is a passion.
Okay.
And business is byproduct. So, and we always say, showcase that we are actually what we are trying to build. We are a behavior house. So I'm a behavior analyst on my own. Okay. So I was as a behavior analyst, I love to travel abroad, I love to meet people, I like to live within the country also, like to explore. So I travel a lot, meet people, understand their demography, understand their region, culture, you know, it really helps us in understanding the complex human behavior far better when you interact. Otherwise, if you read books and know this is what something is there, it's a academic exercise. When you meet them, when you physically meet them, when you are interacting with them, so then experience is different, you know. You can gauge better. So actually, it sharpen your reflexes in terms of understanding this, the traits of human psychology, you know, if I have to call it. And, you know, it's differs a lot from region to region, you know, depending on the emerging market, developed market, which particular segment you are interacting. It's a good experience. Sometimes I like interacting, you know, when I travel, even, you know, if I'm in a cab also in a small city, you know, so I'll go and ask about the local politics. I will talk about the earnings potential, how the lifestyle has changed. The cab guy will give you a lot of perspective. I go and ask the hotel guy also where I stay, you know. So it's, and obviously when you get chance to meet people, since in the mutual fund now, we did meet so many distributors, MFD or market intermediaries or any wealth team. We also get a very good perspective and, frankly speaking, a lot of learning. And a lot of learning can happen from these people, you know, because ultimately, a lot of people believe that they have a right in life and they know a lot of things are there. But when you meet actually very interesting characters also, okay? And you learn a lot from them. Sometimes, certain things they will bring to your knowledge which you have not even visualized. You have never thought of that. So it's very important when you interact with them. Actually, I always call it meeting new people is a good experience.
Sure. And any lifestyle health related changes that you saw the past year, anything on the positive side or anything else you'd like to share?
Obviously, as a decay happens, you become older, you know, then obviously your focus on health improves. That's the one motto. I have not done a great job on that front, but it is our endeavor to spend more time on at least some personal time is required. Ultimately, this is a machine. You to keep it healthy, then you have to be taking more precaution as you grow older. So I think that focus is there. Like today only I completed some of my yearly test. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's, let's see the outcome.
Well, wish you the best for that, and I'm sure it would be great. But what do you do? I mean, do you gym or do you do any particular exercise or any routine you follow?
No, I don't do gym up to that extent. Yes, I walk a lot.
Okay, walking.
And yeah, that really helps, and whatever little bit of exercise I can happen while walking. And I'm a pretty active person, you know, in the office also. I don't sit in one place, you know, I'm continuously moving. I preferably prefer physical meeting over Zoom calls nowadays. So at least last 1 year, that habit has also improved. So I like people, I like different location, I like ambience, you know. So I like to prefer to travel and spend time with people rather than doing all the meetings in my office. Then it becomes very, change of environment also helps you psychologically.
Right. And Sandeep, any particular investing lessons you can share, you know, because investing is all about learning and, you know, sometimes kuch mistakes bhi ho jati on the road. So any anecdotes you can share, you know, some examples, something didn't work and you learned from that and that you have continued with till date.
So something very interesting, I always say, you know, when a lot of people come and say about certain thesis they follow or a lot of people discuss the success, actually, I always come and discuss the failures part. It's very important to learn from your failures. And this entire VLRT framework which we build at Quant Mutual Fund is actually built from mistakes. It built from blunders. So, and it's not my own blunder, my team blunder. Over a period of time, this is something which we have built. So we always just give example that please sit down and analyze your mistakes, okay, and try to build processes around that. At least you don't repeat those mistakes again. This is what is our success, whatever success we got related to the peers or the we able to outperform the benchmark decisively was one of the reasons that we have built a lot of processes around that. As a human being, we do make mistakes. And I continue to believe that we will make more mistakes in the coming future. But if you can ensure that at least you don't repeat your mistake, then you are in a better position. And this is one of the reasons relatively we have done better than the industry, or absolute terms we have done better, relative terms we have better, because we are very vocal that we have learned from mistake. We don't come with the arrogance, you know, that we something unique we have built. Okay, this is something which is extraordinary. We never claim that, because it's a very evolving process. And the day we claim, that will be the end of the story. Okay, the moment you have this arrogance that you have arrived in life, I myself behavior analyst, I look at corporate sector companies, you know, when this arrogancy comes into picture, the problem starts. And this is what I continuously tell my team, and even including myself. I say, those, it's an evolving world, and if you are not updated, okay, then you will lose your relevance. So it is our endeavor to remain relevant, and whatever is required to being relevant, we put in efforts for that. It's not easy, but if you have that mindset, I always say it's a mindset game, you know. If you are willing to accept new things, let's say example crypto in game, you know, a lot of people say, why should I understand? I have nothing to do with crypto. It's an illegal thing. This is all hype which is creating. No, the blockchain technology is very important. I'm not saying I'm master of it. What little bit I understand, it's a reflection of youth psychology. Okay, it gives me a risk appetite of the younger generation. The crypto has actually brought new dimension. Today, right. If you ask me, initially it was criticized, but if you look at today, global central banks are adopting blockchain chip technology or DLT framework, because they say this is the best secured framework which they have seen over whatever in the last 100 years or 200 years of banking history, or 300 years, right, of banking history in UK or USA. So something I always say, you learn, and at least the evolving technology, at least people should be, they should have, right, keenness to learn that. That's very important.
Right. And Sandeep, before we let you go, any advice for investors today?
And today I said the important thing, which I was giving example, you know. So I bought, see, like, you know, as a typical, you know, in the house you get the environment, the first saving should go to the house, you know. Immediately build your own house. I think in the, there's a one mistake I will say if I do my postmortem analysis, you know, I bought very houses, invested in houses very early stage, borrowed money, invested, you know. If I could have invested that money on the market, particularly equity market, the wealth what could I have created will be far meaningful than what I invested. You know, that's an important lesson for me.
When did you buy your first house, Sandeep?
Way back in 98.
Okay.
97. 98,
and all these houses, none of these houses are like leased out for rental or anything else, or have they? Are you also using for that? Okay, no.
No, so in somewhere within the families get used, not.
And like all over the country, like some parts. Hey,
predominantly in Bombay.
Okay.
Since I'm staying here for nearly from 93 onwards here, so it's.
And Sandeep, what's your big advice for investors right now? You know, given where markets are right now. Yes, we have seen some volatility on small and mid-cap side also. So what would you tell investors to do right now?
So I tell you, through your channel, I will let me try to break this biggest myth and confusion which happens is about the general and loosely used term called long-term. Okay?
Yeah.
Every answer, any failure happens, I'm long-term. Any problem, I'm a long-term. Look from long-term. Okay? So it's very loosely used word. Okay? See, I always say that, you know, that asset classes, equity in asset classes, long-term answer is yes. Investors are long-term answer is big yes. But when it comes to thesis of your stocks and sector, they are not long-term. So you should not have any attachment with any particular stock. A lot of people buy, oh, this is the stock I buy from a long-term perspective. This is a long-term story. There's nothing like that in life, that this is a permanent thing. Nothing remains. Like I've seen company like Kodak being wiped out. Some of the company relevance is lost overnight. Okay. So there's nothing like that. Second misconception is about the long-term from the tenure perspective. When I'm talking, I'm a long-term guy. I also want to say that because when everybody says I'm long-term, because managing long-term risk is easy. Your mistakes are also hidden. Let's say you talk about 10 years and you make few blunders also, and it averages out. But from a risk management point of view, when we talk about, if I always say, if you manage your medium term and short term risk better, you not only protect your downside, but you actually generate alpha out of it. So that's very important to understand this thesis of medium term risk, short term. If you manage these risks better, it is very important. like everybody has long-term, medium-term and short-term needs. And accordingly, but your everything is long-term. Investment horizon, everything is long-term. No, you generate alpha out of in short-term, medium-term also if you manage your risk. And that is the point we always try to link. Okay. And other myth is also very important to understand. A lot of people talk about timing aspect or time in the market. Yes, time in the market is important because it talks about your experience, your how long you have been in equity side. It really helps. But ultimately, timing is an analytic for us, is a risk analytic for us. It's not about trading perspective which you look at, because timing is a risk mitigation tool. And if you can, as a student of management, we have been taught right place, right time. That's the most important thing. And if you understand the importance of timing as an analytical tool, that's what we say, like at Quant Mutual Fund, we also have a talk about VLRT framework, the T is the time in that framework. So time is a function of valuation analytics. Time is a function of risk appetite. Time is a function of liquidity analytics. So all three analytics, when you put together, is a function of thing. Then when multiple data points are skewed on one side or skewed in a one direction, it gives you better timing, means more clarity. So I just want to break these two important myths about the timing and the long term, because it's been very loosely used in the market.
No, I agree with you. You know, but you know, like a retail investor, how is he supposed to now, you know, deal with equity markets? We are seeing, you know, some bit of volatility on a day-to-day basis. So for them, what would your, you know, advice?
I always tell a lot of people, you know, ki, and this is what regulator is also asking. Please assess your risk appetite. Okay. Please assess your investment horizon. A lot of people say I come from long term, but within 6 months market don't perform or market give negative returns, people give up. Okay. So actually their horizon was never long term. Okay. But for various compulsion, I said, people came to come to the market from long term, but they are not really long term investor. Okay. So you have to assess your investment horizon and also understand what type of risk you can take. Okay. Risk appetite is very important. You know, everybody likes to have small and mid cap returns in their portfolio, but nobody wants to take the volatility of mid cap and small cap in their portfolio. So it's very important to, if you don't have that much risk appetite, maybe a scheme like FlexiCap is a better product for you, because you are dependent on money manager skill set, when to shift to large or when to shift to small or mid. Okay. So you don't try to get into any sort of market cap allocations. Okay. Because your understanding is limited. That's the reason FlexiCap is more popular. But if you have a great vision, like we like India as a long-term thesis, and if you think everything is working well, and in long-term, when I say really long-term, in me 5 years plus, equity as an asset class will obviously outperform equity, and within equity, small and mid will outperform large cap. Okay. So if you have that much horizon and that much risk appetite, then mid and small are equally good bet, because something has changed in India. India is very constructive now. The perception of India is very different than what was India a few years back. So one has to very clearly assess the risk appetite of an individual, risk appetite for a product, and the investment or your investment horizon and investment horizon of that particular scheme. So once you understand the scheme horizon, scheme risk appetite, your investment, then there is no mismatch. Okay, then it will not create any problem, even market corrects, whatever reasons, you know. So that is very important to understand.
Thanks a lot, Sandeep. This was quite an insightful conversation. Thank you, listeners, for joining us today. If you liked this episode and would like to hear to more such interesting conversations, do log into our channel Why Not Mint Money on Spotify, where you'd always find me omnipresent. Also, if you have any new ideas or suggestions, you can DM me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @JashKriplani, that is JashKriplani. You can always reach out to us over the email. Our email ID is mintmoney@livemint.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.